This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. All right, this is huge. This is Mike Adams here at the Health Ranger. We are now testing our products, our raw materials, our finished production end user products for glyphosate. Glyphosate, the cancer-causing herbicide that's in your food. And we've been working on this method for almost 2 years, actually. Well, different instruments, different columns, different things. We had to acquire this instrument to really nail it down the way we wanted. This is a triple quad mass spec, top of the line, brand new instrument, about $500,000. We are now able to test glyphosate with a limit of detection that's below one part per billion and a limit of quantitation that's between 1 and 2 parts per billion. And we are able to now certify our products and our raw materials as having non-detectable glyphosate, which means it can't be more than 1 or 2 parts per billion or we would detect it on this instrument. So it's non-detected, certified glyphosate tested. It's huge. If you want to avoid that toxic chemical in the food supply, and it's, you know, it's everywhere. It's in oats, it's in wheat, it's in barley, it's in rye, it's in fruits and vegetables. You want to avoid it, you have to go to companies that are doing what we're doing. And I don't think there are very many companies. I can only think of one that's even been doing glyphosate testing of their own products. And we have 700 different products in our online store. We are going to be testing every one of them. We're not there yet. It's going to take time. I mean, like, here's a batch of what we're testing right now today. Every one of these is labeled, you know, different product ID, lot number, how many grams of product, how many milliliters of methanol that we're using as the extraction process. We put that into the system. We run the chromatography, the mass spec. We do a back calculation on the dilution, and we can calculate how many picograms or nanograms of glyphosate are in the original food. And so far, I'm happy to tell you that the answer has been zero for everything that we've tested so far from our store. Zero. And of course, if we see something coming in as a raw material, if we see glyphosate, we're going to reject that because we don't want anything in our store to have glyphosate in it. So this is amazing news. It means if you want the cleanest health food or superfoods or nutritional products or green living products, personal care products, even, you know, skin care, oral health, oil pulling, all these things, essential oils, you name it, we're going to be testing it all for glyphosate. And you can shop with confidence knowing that we have done the work, we've invested the money, the time. I mean, we're talking about, again, almost 2 years of my life, frankly, learning all of this and becoming very, very competent at how to run this system, how to do the organic chemistry, how to do the math calculations that are necessary, how to maintain the mass spec instrument, all these things. This is a big deal. As far as I know, we're the only company in the world that has both an online store and an in-house lab that's testing for glyphosate. I think we're it. I don't think anybody else is doing it. In fact, I'm pretty confident nobody else is doing it because I've had other scientists here who are experts in glyphosate, and they tell me that nobody's doing this except for glyphosate manufacturers. So, you know, Monsanto or now Bayer, they run glyphosate. They have an in-house lab because they're making it. So they have to test the concentration of their product before they sell it. But food labs that are part of an online store that's part of a manufacturing organization like us, we do the lab testing, we do the online retailing, and we do the manufacturing of our own products. And, of course, we're a large news organization as well, reaching millions of people a month. Well, you know, I'm thrilled to be able to say to those millions of people that we now have the cleanest, most pristine, most laboratory-tested food and superfood and nutritional products in the world, that nobody else is doing this. So you can shop with us, healthrangerstore.com, with confidence knowing that you're getting the cleanest food in the world. And this is our lab here. We have just here within my view, we have 4 mass spec instruments. And, you know, every one of them is like $300,000 or $400,000. It's crazy. It takes a lot of money to do this, but with your support, we've been able to fund this. So the more you purchase with us, the more we can invest in the lab and create clean food for you. If you've suffered from disease in your life, you know, you've had cancer, you've had diabetes, you've had heart disease, and you want to clean up your diet, you want to clean up your food supply, you want to clean up your environment, your home, your kitchen, your meals, you know, Health Ranger Store is the place to get clean food and clean products, laundry products, a dishwasher soap. We formulated everything to be the cleanest, you know, completely free from synthetic fragrance chemicals, completely free from cancer-causing food additives or excipients or GMOs or anything like that. And now we're proving the cleanliness of our product line with all this instrumentation. Here's look, here's the four-channel binary pump for the liquid chromatography system. You know, here's the mass spec system. I filmed another video showing a tour of how that works. This is the sample syringe right here for the LC system. There we go. See? These are the actual samples that we're running right now. Each one of these is labeled. Each one of these is, these right here are standards and blanks, but in the other plate, it's our store products, the ones with the green lids. Here, I'll show you. See that right there, all those greens? That's our product. Those are extractions from our products that we're testing for you. So you know it's clean. So we know it's clean. Everything that's green right there, that's one of our products. So this is the real deal. This is real science. This is real food, real nutrition. It doesn't get better than this. Nobody's doing this in the industry, in the world. Nobody's doing this. HealthRangerStore.com. That's the place to get the cleanest food in the world. Laboratory validated, ISO accredited, inspected, audited every year. This lab is. Cutting edge equipment. I mean, the people who know this, look, this is the Acuity UPLC I-Class Plus. Those of you who are scientists out there, you're drooling over that. I know you are. And, oh, check this out, the Zevo TQXS triple quad. You're drooling over it. I know you are. Because it's the top of the line. It's the best there is. We invest in the best. We have the most sensitivity of any triple quad in any private lab in America, probably in the world at this point. So this is where you're going to get clean food. We prove it. We confirm it. We use the best science in the world to make sure that you get the cleanest food in the world. That's what we do at HealthRangerStore.com. And, you know, you're probably making fun of my little microphone here. That's because there's vacuum pumps running. I can't get good audio unless I'm wearing this. And you're probably like, oh, man, you know, you're making fun of, I'm not wearing a lab coat. Who cares, right? I don't need a lab coat to do good science. This is the instrument here. This is a triple quad mass spec instrument. I've given a tour of this in a different video to explain how everything works. It's a combination of liquid chromatography plus triple quad mass spectrometry. We're doing ion fragment analysis and quantitation of the glyphosate molecule using the 168 to 63 transition using two quadrupoles plus a collision cell to get the ion fragment fingerprinting. And we're doing a confirmation ion at 150. So those of you who are scientists who know what this is, you know that I'm describing the best method that's currently known to quantitate glyphosate in negative mode. Of course, this is running in negative mode because that's how you get ionization of glyphosate. We're running samples right now. These are actually some of the samples from our store right here with the lot numbers. These are pre-filtered, but they are prepped using an extraction method that extracts glyphosate, which is a very unique analyte. So everything's labeled with the date, the sample number, the lot number, how many grams, very precisely measured using an analytical balance, of course, plus a certain volume of methanol in this case that we're using as an extraction liquid. And then we're running that through the liquid chromatography system, the chromatography column, the mass spec system, multiple quadrupoles here, getting the results that certify that what you're buying from HealthRangerStore.com is free from any detectable level of glyphosate. Now, that's a big deal. And it took us, I'd say, I hate to admit it, but it took us almost 2 years to get to this point where I'm really satisfied with what we're seeing now. We tried this with different instruments. We have multiple mass spec instruments in this laboratory. We have, for example, a mass spec time of flight instrument. We have a single quad mass spec. We have an inductively coupled plasma mass spec for inorganic heavy metals analysis. Ultimately, we decided that we needed to spend another $500,000, which is what this costs. This is $500,000 sitting here, to buy a triple quad. And this is so that we can test in-house. So we are the only online retailer in the world that has an in-house laboratory that is testing and certifying glyphosate non-detected status. It's glyphosate tested, lab validated for the products that we're selling. We're the only ones in the world. And if you want to avoid glyphosate, healthrangerstore.com is where you go. We have over 700 products now. They're not all glyphosate tested yet, but we're working on it. We're working through all the SKUs and all the products and all the lots. It's a lot of work. But we're going to be at a status where everything is glyphosate tested. We're not there yet, but some are glyphosate tested, and we are indicating that in the online store. So you'll be able to go to the product page, and you can see if it's been glyphosate tested, no glyphosate detected. Now, from a scientific perspective, it's important to have a discussion about what does it mean to be non-detected. Because this instrument, this is a super sensitive, this is the most sensitive triple quad that you can buy on the planet today. It's top of the line. That's why it's $500,000. And it requires a tremendous amount of time and effort to learn how to use, and you have to supply nitrogen gas and argon gas, and you have to supply, you know, of course, all the right chemistry and chromatography in order to use it effectively. However, it doesn't have perfect detection capability. There might be another instrument that comes along 5 or 10 years down the road that will be much more sensitive than this one. And I'm very wary of people who say that they have zero glyphosate in their products, because technically there's no such thing. Why is that? I mean, there's at least one molecule of glyphosate in every product. The reason is because glyphosate is so ubiquitous now in agriculture that there's glyphosate literally floating around in the air. If you were to take a sample of this air in this laboratory or in your home or your office, you could find at least one molecule of glyphosate. It's because it's just a common pollutant now. But that one molecule is not a danger to your health. But technically, a food that has one molecule of glyphosate is not glyphosate-free, is it? So we don't use the term glyphosate-free, because I think that's scientifically dishonest to use that term, since everything has at least one molecule of glyphosate. What we say is that it's not detected using the best, the top of the line triple quad mass spec instrument, the best science, the best chromatography. We can't detect it. That's the honest answer. And you might wonder, well, what can we detect? Like, how low can the detection go on this instrument? We've already proven in-house through an in-house method validation system where you try to get to what's called an LOD and an LOQ. LOD is your limit of detection. LOQ is your limit of quantitation. You need to know both numbers if you're going to do real science with a triple quad mass spec instrument. We know that our LOD for this instrument with glyphosate is below one part per billion. It is actually probably, I'd have to check the chromatography, but I think it's around, I think it's like 500 parts per trillion, something in that range. I'd have to check, but it's below one part per billion. Our limit of quantitation on this instrument using this chemistry and this method and the dilution factor that we have for sample prep and so on, the limit of quantitation is between 1 and 2 parts per billion. So what I can say with confidence and say with absolute credibility, any other lab in the world can take our products and test them, and they can confirm that our products do not contain more than 1 to 2 parts per billion of glyphosate. And in fact, I can show you the chromatograms here, where most of them are showing just total flatline. absolute flat line. Occasionally, we see little tiny spikes of almost what you might call ambient glyphosate. Or sometimes there's something called column carryover, or even the needle, the sample needle probe carryover. You get a little bit of carryover that can register as parts per trillion. But we have yet to see any sample of our product that we've tested that has even one part per billion of glyphosate. And that's a good sign because, of course, we source almost exclusively organic products and exclusively non-GMO products for our manufacturing, for our brand. Because, obviously, we want to avoid GMOs and glyphosate and pesticides and all these things. So the fact that we are now running glyphosate here on these food samples, and we are showing, we are proving yet again to ourselves that this is a super clean food supply, that our products are testing ultra clean, that our raw materials are coming in and testing ultra clean. This is yet another layer of confirmation on top of all the other confirmations and tests that we do. So we test everything for heavy metals. You probably already know that. And we have an inductively coupled plasma instrument right over there. I've done videos with that instrument if you want to see that. That's inorganic chemistry. It's got a plasma torch on it. It's pretty interesting. But we also test for microbiology. So that's a very simple instrument, actually. It's an incubation chamber, and we have vials that are preloaded with exactly the right media to test for E. coli, you know, salmonella, things like that. That's actually in a completely different location than this lab. We don't do microbiology in this building because we don't want to, I don't like being around E. coli and salmonella and all that stuff. So we do that in a different building. It's still part of our company. It's just in a different location. This building is dedicated to mass spectrometry. And so everything that's in here, I wish I could give you a 360 pan here. Maybe I'll show you some other stuff later. But everything in here is a mass spec instrument. And right now we've got four of them. But this is dedicated to making sure that you have an ultra clean food supply. Everything that you purchase from Health Ranger store is going to be tested for glyphosate. Every production lot, every raw material, you know, every end product, every third party product. And you might ask, well, what's your certainty of your testing method? Well, for those of you who are scientists, I'll tell you, we have a multi-point calibration curve with a linear fit that's over 0.997 coefficient. So it's a near perfect linear fit. We have the two quadrupoles, so we're filtering out the mass to charge ratio of the parent molecule, which is glyphosate with negative ionization at 168, and then the glyphosate daughter ion fragment at 63. That's the transition that we're using for quant, and then we're using an ion conformation at 150. And so this method, which is actually, it's well documented. We're using, you know, chemistry that's nailed down for this method, but we've actually improved the chemistry to have more consistent results. How do I even explain this? This chromatography is so complex. All the other scientists who have seen this have said this is the most complex analyte in all pesticides and all herbicides, and the chemistry is very fragile. You have to have exactly the right pH. You have to have exactly the right molarity of the buffer chemicals. You have to have, you know, exactly the right flow rates, the right column temperatures, everything. Now, because of that, we have extremely high confidence in the consistency of the retention time, which is the elution time of the glyphosate analyte coming off the column. In our method, that happens to be really 1.79 minutes. It's a fairly early eluter. So we know that we have retention time, we have the parent mass, we have the daughter mass, and we have the conformation ion, the fragment ion. With that information, we know for sure that we're looking at glyphosate, or we know for sure that a food product contains no glyphosate. And we're using a sample extraction method that's based on methanol. It has some very important advantages for pulling glyphosate out of samples without pulling all of the other phytochemicals that would go into solution with organic solvents, such as acetonitrile. So we have some very good methods that we've developed here. And other labs have good methods as well. I'm not saying that they're bad labs, but I think we fine-tuned it here because we're doing it in-house. And it's my company, you know. It's my name on the products. It's my name on the store. And I want you to know that when it comes to lab testing, I don't just delegate that to some other company. Because I found there are a lot of labs that, frankly, I don't trust their results because I've seen some huge mistakes that they've made. So I do this myself. I run the software. I do the chemistry. I do sample extraction. I mean, I've got help, but I design the method, and then I teach others to do the extraction and help us achieve the volume that we need to be able to test everything. But I do the analysis. I look at the chromatography. I build the method. I look at the linearity of the curve. You know, I go through the chemistry calculations to back calculate the number of picograms of the target analyte in the original food sample. I do all that myself, so I know exactly what's going on. And I can tell you with absolute certainty that what we're doing here, this is cutting-edge science. This is the best glyphosate method of any lab anywhere in the world that I have ever heard of. And the scientists that come here and that help us with this method or that learn from us with this method, because we have both kinds, they tell us the same thing, that this is cutting-edge. This is the best approach to this that they've ever seen. And we're getting good, consistent results that are very, very difficult to achieve. There's something about glyphosate that's it's a very tricky molecule. So you're not going to get an easy, you know, you're not going to be able to do it in less than a year, probably, unless you're very, very experienced with, you know, this certain kind of helix reverse phase, kind of like reverse phase chromatography. It's a learning curve, even for PhDs. I've had PhDs in this lab that look at this and go, whoa, how'd you figure that out? Because that's really, really complex chromatography, complex with the metal ions. It's complex, you know, with fine-tuning the mass spec side of it, the detection, getting a quant curve that works, all that stuff. And I don't mean to geek out on you, but we've worked hard on this. Again, for almost 2 years going through, I mean, we've tried many, many different columns. We've tried different methods. We've tried different instruments. We've tried different chemistry, different levels of acids, different levels of buffers, different pH, different column temperatures, different retention times, different guard columns. We've gone through many, many iterations, like things that I can't even get into. The different things that we have tried here to perfect this method. And as a result, we now have a very consistent, I mean, right now we're running, you know, I'm running a whole series right now of actual store products. And we're able to see, I mean, I've got some reference chromatograms there, and I'm able to see that our products are like flat line, almost zero. And right now, this little tiny peak right here, that's a washout method. That's not actually the run. That's a washout. We're washing out any kind of carryover that might be residual in the column. So this is the best method, I think, in the world. I'm going to write this up as another science paper. You know, I was a co-author of a science paper that was one of the most popular science papers of the year in a peer-reviewed journal called Chromatography. Well, it's the website is Chromatography Online, I believe, but the journal is LCGC Journal. And that method was the mass spec quantitation of cannabinoids in a cannabis extract. And I'm one of the co-developers of that method. Cannabis is also a very complex matrix. It's very difficult to work with. And to be able to quant with the molecular identification confirmation of mass spec, not just using an LC system with a UV detector, which is what most cannabis labs are using, but, you know, you can somebody can fake that. It can be counterfeit CBD. But the way I do it here and the way that we developed is to have 100% certainty that that is cannabidiol. You know, we have mass, we have retention time, we have ion fragmentation, we have isotopic ratios and much more. So we can confirm that that's not a counterfeit. And that paper was published and it became one of the most popular articles of the year in the year that it was published. I think that was 2017, actually. But I might write up a whole new paper on this method because this is this could help a lot of people around the world detect glyphosate. Of course, I'm working on the shoulders of other scientists. So I'm just tweaking what's been out there. I didn't reinvent this entire method from scratch. I didn't invent the column. You know, I purchased the columns. I read other people's papers, and then I tweaked those methods. So I want to be sure to give credit to all the other scientists out there who are my colleagues who are doing this work and doing a good job. And I'm just contributing to that, which is really what good science is all about. We're supposed to contribute to science and help make methods better, you know, and help more labs be able to detect these cancer-causing pollutants that are in the food supply. So that's my goal, to be able to contribute in that way, to certify that all of our foods at healthrangerstore.com have no detectable level of glyphosate, and also to give us protection against any contaminated raw materials that might come in the door. We'll be able to reject them, to say, no, we're not accepting that, because there is organic fraud out there. There's a lot of organic fraud in China, and I wouldn't be surprised sooner or later if we run across a production lot or a raw materials lot from China that is a grain such as barley or oats in particular, maybe wheat or rye, that has been sprayed with glyphosate but yet labeled organic. I wouldn't be surprised to see that at all. So when we encounter that, I'm going to write about it. So keep reading naturalnews.com. And I'll keep you posted on what we're seeing. We're going to do the job that the FDA refuses to do. I mean, the FDA should be doing what we're doing. They should be doing it for the whole food supply, right? They should be telling you, hey, here's what's in your food. But they're not. And so we're going to be a little bit like the FDA, but as a private company, spot-checking the food supply, especially organic products, to see if we find any glyphosate. And if we do, we'll alert you to our findings. Until then, please support us. This costs a lot of money to do what we're doing. And as far as I know, we're the only online superfood retailer in the world that bothers to spend all this money to build our own lab and do all this testing. We're the only one that I have ever heard of. Have you heard of any other? I don't think so. Because this is a lot of trouble. This is a lot of work. I have no vacation days. I work every day because I'm working on stuff like this to bring you the cleanest food in the world. That's healthrangerstore.com. So I appreciate your support. Keep purchasing from us if you want us to keep doing this work. Vote with your dollars. Or if you just want to eat glyphosate, buy from Amazon. Or go shop at Whole Foods. I'm sure we're going to find glyphosate in all kinds of stuff that Whole Foods sells. Because as far as I'm aware of, I don't think they test anything. Why would they? People are tricked by the name. They think it's all organic. It's not. I'll keep you posted. There's a lot more yet to come. Thanks for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here at CWC Labs. Take care.
Every human being deserves to be healthy and free. At the Health Ranger Store, we are healing the world through clean food.